It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Wendy Hamilton, Chief Development Officer of the Girl Scouts here in Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome, Wendy. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Girl Scouts is art venture celebrating art and friendship. 15th anniversary of this fundraiser. What is this about? What happens here?
Well, after the Girl Scout cookie season, I like to say Art Venture is the best time of the year at Girl Scouts. So Art Venture is a program that matches small groups of Girl Scouts with professional artists to create original works of art. And their original works of art, as well as pieces donated by professional artists from all over the area, make up the Art Venture silent auction and reception on Saturday, which is our only fundraiser of the year. People often think that Girl Scout cookies are a fundraiser. We want you to buy the cookies, and thank you so much for all of your support. Art Venture is actually a fundraising event, and so it's our big night to shine. It's our 15th anniversary, which is also the Ruby anniversary. So we're very, very excited for Saturday, and we just can't wait to see how we do this year.
Sure. Oh, that's just wonderful. Now, to recap, February is Girl Scout Cookie Month, right? That's right. Kind of the month of the drive and everything. And like you said, though some funds are raised, there's quite a cost that goes into those cookies as well. So it's not as though each box of Thin Mints I purchase, all monies are going exactly that way. There's something that you have to pay for the flour and the chocolate and the cookies and all that and the baking and all that. Whereas in this case, we have the Girl Scouts themselves doing something, actively participating in something, and then raising funds from that work and reaping the benefits of that work.
So what's so unique about the Girl Scout cookie program is that it is a program for girls, but what they're doing is they're earning money for their troop programs or their troop field trips or uniforms, or same thing with our after-school programs. The girls who sell cookies are earning money from their cookie sales to do activities. Whereas Art Venture, it's totally a fundraising event, and when the girls work together on a collaborative art piece, they're also learning philanthropy. They're learning to give back to their council, to give back to their community, because they know that the sale of that work of art is going to raise funds and go back to the council. And same thing with the artists, the professionals who donate works into the auction. They have the option to split the final sale 50-50 with the council. So they have a little bit of, we want to know that we support our artists, and we know that they are living, working, breathing artists. They need an income as well. So we offer to do the 50-50 split, and then 50% goes back again as a philanthropic contribution back to Girl Scouts. So
sure. Oh, very exciting. So this main event, it's 7 to 10 p.m. at UNO's Mammal Hall over there at 67th and Pine. What's the event going to be like? Can you give us a flavor of what happens?
Oh, I sure can. Speaking of flavor, I want to give a shout out to Catering Creations, who is back partnering with us. They've created, quite honestly, one of the most unique and amazing menus, I think, of any of the events around town, if I'm not being too biased. So it's what we call it, a strolling cocktail reception. It's not a seated dinner. And so we have past hors d'oeuvres, and also with some specialty desserts with hints of cookies that might taste familiar. And we have about 160, 170 works of art. We have online and mobile bidding. So you can scroll through on your phone, and you can place your bids. You can walk through, and in a really high class but also sort of intimate setting.
So it's a silent auction.
It's a silent auction.
So if you don't want to tip your hand that you're on a piece of artwork, you can actually use your mobile phone.
Correct.
Keep an eye on what's going on, and watch the amounts go up, and make sure you get your opportunity to hit that final bid.
That's right. And we also have remote bidding available. So if you're not able to attend the event on Saturday night, you can sign up to be a remote bidder. There's a concert in town Saturday night, rescheduled. I'm just going to say he might have been in sync at one point. So if you are going to that concert, which is fine, you can still be a remote bidder for Art Venture and still support Girl Scouts and also have a chance to win some really wonderful, unique works of art.
Has the Girl Scouts organization used this remote bidding before?
This is our second year, and so we worked out a lot of the kinks last year. I kept saying, like, oh, we finally moved into this century, and so we were fortunate enough to have a pretty successful first run last year. But we've worked out a lot of the kinks. We've learned how to make it more smooth, and we're just hoping to give our guests a really great experience.
What kind of an impact has that technology had on your ability to fundraise?
That's a really good question. So what it's done is it's made it so that our fundraising event can be bigger than the four walls of Mammal Hall, as we say. So we have, you know, over 700 Girl Scouts that participate in this program, and not all of them or their parents, you know, can attend the fundraising event. And so by having a remote bidding option, they're able to still participate, still maybe bid on their girls' artwork, and support Girl Scouts. You can also donate, you know, just give a cash donation through the online bidding. And it's also made it so anybody, you know, around the country, like my parents are in Nashville, and this gives them an opportunity to feel like they're part of the remote biddings of the auction. And it's also given us a better way to promote the event through social media and different online platforms, so that they can just click right on the catalog and look at the prices.
Fantastic. It's March 23rd. That's this Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. UNO's Mammal Hall. More information at girlscoutsnebraska.org/artventure.